your intrepid reporter went round from bar to bar to bar last night during the closing ceremony at exactly the time where Brazil was presenting itself to the world, where Rio was presenting itself to the world, that eight-minute space that Brazil had. And I have to say that in my neighbourhood, not one had the closing ceremony on. Not one bar was showing the closing ceremony. They were all glued to the football. All of them had the local football games on. And I think that shows one of the challenges of Rio 2016, the fact that football dominates so much here. But the principal challenge, no doubt about it whatsoever, public transport.
Well, let's pick up on that. Ignacio, is that a problem you foresee?
Yes, absolutely. I think people even say here in Rio, whenever there is a small problem in day-to-day life, they always say, imagine when the Olympic Games arrive. So there is a great concern that the city is already stretched in terms of demand, the prices are very high, hotel positions are not enough, and the transport is certainly not enough. So there is concern of how we're going to cope with all this. At the same time, it's a great opportunity precisely to improve our transport network, to improve the security conditions. So it's both a challenge, a risk, and an opportunity for the city.